Yeah, you're up. The final countdown here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, which is, of course, Friday's Eve.
Friday's Eve, everybody.
That's the silver lining we're putting on it.
Oh, God, what a day, eh? What a
and
day, everybody.
There's somebody on the WhatsApp this morning who's getting paid today.
What are you talking about? Who's doing that? Yeah. How dare you do that while the rest of the country
Look,
waits?
Here it is. It's in there. Let me see who this is coming in from. From the Lily White.
Look at the Lily White's getting paid today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Happy payday to us weekly lot, he says.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah. Well, happy payday to you, Mr. Lily White.
Yeah, you enjoy it.
God knows you deserve it. Come on, get
the rest
yourself
of that,
a breakfast.
His message about there. He says, in fact, I'll leave it to you to sort it out there.
Come here, he says. You should play the isolated audio for each of the voices on the breakfast table quiz jingle. Honestly, we won't laugh, but just to give notice so I can get the truck off the road. Oh, I know what he's saying.
Right.
So basically, he's calling one of us at least a terrible singer.
At the very least.
At the very least, one of us is an awful singer.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't take that from him, Jim. You should have a word.
I was actually going to say, I think Mike should be very annoyed.
Yeah, well, do you know something? You know, I'm happy
actually,
to go along with you.
To be fair, it's not. It can't be Mike, because it was. And it can't be me either, because if memory serves, neither me nor Mike are on the breakfast table quiz. Mike might be. I don't think I am, though.
I don't think
I think
is.
That's from. I think that's from way back. I think it might be just
it's
you,
me,
buddy.
It's me, Damien and Claire. Craig. Isn't it?
I think it might be.
Yeah, okay, so, like, I'm changing my mind. Shut up, Lily White, will you? Go on and stuff your face with a breakfast. You got paid. Is that not enough for you?
I think me and Mike are in the clear. I mean, obviously, we're there to be indicted for the hit bit, but I mean, but the breakfast table quiz is on somebody else.
See what you did now, Lily White. Are you proud of yourself? Are you? Yeah, yeah. Delighted with yourself, are you? Good. Good for you. Yeah.
As though you weren't feeling good enough as it was this morning.
Yeah, we had those two ticks arguing on the telly last night.
I avoided that mess to watch the other mess.
Oh, where are you? Come on, Elf Terry. Come on, Liverpool fans.
They've been in already.
You're dying to... Oh, have they been in already?
Oh,
yeah.
There's lads there saying... they're looking at Morning United supporters... there's one I think actually. I think Dean in Newbridge himself might actually be a United supporter.
Another bad. Yeah, looks like it. Can the season be over yet? Yeah, I think he's looking
for. Is that
forward.
A smiley face?
Well,
I can't work out Dean's
perspective. In fairness, I think it might be. I think he's looking forward to the end of it as much as all of us at this stage.
Yeah.
Thank God for the bowls. That's all I can say.
I think I might start going with you to the old Daily Mail.
You might have to. You're going to need some sort of fix. You're going to need something because it's just a weekly kick in the snot now at this stage, isn't it?
It's pretty bad.
And especially
though,
with the other lot
and
rampaging into the light.
Tired as I was, I stayed up late even. It was a late enough kickoff, quarter past eight.
Yeah, quarter past eight, yeah.
Like I wasn't in bed till whatever, because I had to watch the analysis, because I have to. The trouble is you have to go, right, what sort of ridiculous spin is he going to put on this now?
Yeah.
You have to wait up to see. In
to
the
see
hope that
the
he'll come out and say,
going
I'm going to go in there and I'm going to rip the head off them.
Yeah.
No, but he doesn't. You know, can't fault them. They gave their all. And
I think it's great. I think we had some great chances in the first half and they got a goal against the play. What are you talking about? Doing it.
And why are you doing it in a Newcastle accent?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know. Well, okay, you know, I won't. Maybe that's not his fault.
Anyway.
I had the treble on yesterday and it was only United let me down as well.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was the three. I had Leicester, Spurs, and United. It was United
in a nice little.
In a little treble.
Oh
yeah.
My God!
And United were the one that were they were 2-1 on.
Yeah.
So they were doing all day.
Like in fairness,
they were making a feck all difference really.
Burnley haven't won at Old Trafford since before JFK was president.
Yeah, 50-something years.
58 years or something.
Jeepers.
I mean, so in fairness, your best was. You know, you would have thought that was not the one that was going to go down.
The other two were up early doors, running away with it. So that's grand, I thought. I don't even need to spend the tether to watch it now. I'm going to go to sleep. Oh.
My God.
Well, there you go. I'd rather have Mike Tyson's hand inserted up my bottom than be a United fan these days.
Tasman Archer, Sleeping Satellite here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 16 minutes past 6 on this Thursday, 23rd of January, Friday's Eve. Just to put a bit of a silver lining on it. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning. We're about to take on the birthdays. You have got one right in the bag.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it turned out...
First one since Christmas that's not great.
Was yesterday the Stan Collymore one?
Yes.
What was it?
Yeah, Stan Collymore yesterday, yeah.
Right, okay,
and that's the first one I've gotten right.
The lad who's into dogging.
There was a time... Was the... Yeah, old dog, yeah. I was, you know, on the lead.
Yeah. To be fair to you, you've always said that. The old dogger for the long road. You always, that was always your phrase.
I don't remember ever saying that, but it does sound like something I'd agree with.
Right, it's not a great bunch this morning, right? But there's a couple of good ones in there for you. There's enough for you to win, put it that way.
Okay.
Right? And here we go. One of your absolute TV heroes is celebrating a birthday today. Richard Dean Anderson.
Ah, MacGyver!
Yep.
Ah, Richard Dean Anderson sounds like a footballer, but it's actually MacGyver.
MacGyver.
Ah, MacGyver. What a show
that
was.
What's more, I tell you. No, go on. Go ahead. I'll tell you in a minute.
Well, okay. Well, what a show it was. That's all I was going to say, really. God, that man could do anything.
Yeah.
With a Swiss Army knife and a coat hanger. He'd build you a helicopter. Maybe throw in a couple of elastic bands for propulsion, maybe.
Yeah.
And
that's ultimately really all the show was about. It was about that moment.
Well, he was in the Phoenix Foundation. Wasn't he? He was in the Phoenix Foundation, a private, like, sort of organisation.
Yeah.
That you weren't even allowed to know it existed, I don't think. And he was off doing his thing. And then, yes, of course, somebody, instead of killing him, would lock him up.
Naturally.
With no hope of escape.
Mm.
Not knowing that he had a Swiss Army knife, a packet of elastic bands, and an empty can of Coke in his back pocket.
Yeah, little did they know.
Little did they know that he could make an AK-47.
That can of Coke could become a can of whoop-ass.
Yeah, or a loudspeaker that would sound like a machine gun that everyone would duck while he'd jump over their heads. Oh, it was great.
Mad old show. Anyway, listen, what I was going to tell you was, just out of generosity of spirit, by virtue of the fact that, you know, you're suffering this morning, in fairness, like the rest of us.
We are all suffering today.
It is a significant birthday for Richard Dean Anderson.
Oh, well, he's 60 today.
70?
No, he's not, Jim.
He's 70, man. Oh, my God. What do I have to do to help you out here?
Sure, the way I'm... Sure, he would have been only 20.
Oh. Right, that went well.
He would have been only 20 being a MacGyver. Of course.
Will I roll on with any more?
His ma wouldn't have let him have a Swiss Army knife, the way I was thinking of it.
Right, come on.
I can't believe
Let's
that.
Go back to happier days. The days when Andrei Kanchelskis
was
running
Superman.
Up and down the wing.
Oh, the super winger. He was another super sub for a while as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Came on. So he was a bit of a saltier, actually.
They used to think he was one of the fastest players.
Yeah.
Of his time.
Oh, he was a proper sprinter, yeah.
Those were the days.
Oh,
hey,
Jesus.
Hey.
Remember when he wasn't good enough to get full games? Do you remember? Remember when those were the days where genuinely a player as good as Kanchelskis, he'd maybe get a run for 20 minutes or 15 or 10 minutes even.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was there any kind of thing around him? Was there any sort of sniff of anything around him and the Russian mafia? No? Am I confusing him with somebody else totally?
I don't know. I don't remember it like that.
Anyway.
Oh, jeepers.
Andrei Kanchelskis. I used to love him.
Is he still playing? I'd say he'd get a game, like, if he's still playing.
Yeah. I mean, I think, the last interview I saw with him, let's just say we were getting closer to that infamous football question of who ate all the pies.
He'd still be better. Are you serious? Did he let himself?
The last time I saw him, now,
really?
You know, maybe they caught him on a bad day.
He's been onto the large portions, has he?
I think so.
Yeah, sure. So. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
But then I could be wrong. You know, I mean, maybe that was the same. Maybe it was a bad day
maybe.
And a bad camera angle.
You never know. Old Andrei Kanchelskis, I'd put him in goal at this stage, to be honest with you.
I didn't know he had a spell at Everton.
Oh, yeah, afterwards, didn't he? Yeah.
I forgot about that. Right, Follow so how
Mr.
old
Phil.
Is he?
I'd say he's... 52.
Oh, jeez. 51. 51.
Fart off, life almighty.
Then, another footballer for you, Aaron Robben.
Arjen Robben. I just call him that lad from Arsenal, who I didn't like.
No, Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea, jeez.
Yeah. Chelsea, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, obviously, in the latter stages.
Yeah.
I don't know, has he retired yet? Or where is he now?
Oh, he must have retired, is he? Ah, yeah, no, he'd be... He's as close to my age now.
No, he's not, buddy. Not according to this.
I would have thought him now... I would have... If you obviously hazard a wild guess, I would have said 41.
No, no. Let's take your official guess.
Right.
Your official guess is somebody...
I suppose I have to go back a fair bit. 37.
36.
Ah, feck off!
Even with a mulligan. Even with a freebie.
This is getting sore. I'm actually starting to feel pain now doing the birthdays. I'm going to have a new game where I just guess your age every morning.
Okay. Right, well, the last one for
I
you,
still
right?
get it wrong.
Let's just say two-part question. One is to see if you know who it is.
Yeah.
And then we'll go for their age, right? Gil Gerard. Does it ring any sort of bell?
Rashers, who that is. Who is Gil Gerard?
Okay, Gil Gerard is better known to you as Buck Rogers.
Oh! I loved that show so much.
Biggity, biggity, biggity.
Tweaky.
Tweaky, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Tweaky. Biggity, biggity, biggity. What's up, Buck? Biggity, biggity, biggity. Oh, it was such a
And he never found
show.
Out. He never found out how to use the shells in the bathroom.
No, he never did. He never got to go home.
No.
In the last episode.
He never found out how to wipe his with the shells.
How to do the you-know-what with the how-do-you-do, yeah? Yeah. No, he never did.
I often wondered about that myself, but I was hoping they'd reveal it. He never did.
Sure, I have a poor friend. I actually do have a friend. This is terrible. No, this isn't even an... I shouldn't even tell the story, but he's that hairy. He has to have a shower every time he does a number two.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I swear to God.
It needs the full B-Day treatment, does it?
Well,
Irish version of a B-Day.
Have one of them. He lives in our town.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Irish version of a B-Day.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
sit in the shower head.
He'd poor fella. He'd just suffer. Like, he can't.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't be out and about ranting. You know, has to have a shower. He's too... Well, he's a bit of a clean freak now. He'd be paranoid.
Right. Would he not be... Like, would he not just get the, you know... Get the lawnmower out, no?
I'd hear the baby wipes or something. There's always a way. Anyway, this is just getting disgusting.
Right. So, Gil Gerard, a.k.a. Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
I absolutely loved it so much. And he said a dirty word in one of his programmes.
Did
and nobody
he?
Ever, yeah, he says to effing Wagnalls at one stage. He's talking about, he's in his fighter pilot.
Right.
And he goes, if you can see that on your radar, then there's something wrong with your Wagnalls.
Wow.
And nobody knew what a Wagnall was, but we all heard the dirty word.
Oh, really?
And it was played for years. Nobody seemed to realise
it. Cop it.
Saw the same episode 3 times in RT2. I was very dirty and I was delighted with myself.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I like Buck Rogers because he said a dirty word. He's getting on now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's 83.
He's 77. Oh, 77.
Flipping holy.
Holy Wagnalls.
Holy. Yeah, stick that up your Wagnalls.
Now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. How are you doing, John?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Oh,
happy
good.
Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it around these
Indeed,
parts.
Happy Friday's Eve, yeah.
It's a big weekend coming to you as well, because you wanted to come back here on Monday.
Well, there is that. You take whatever consolation you can get out of life. You know,
man, heck. My God, this man loves kicking you when you're down, doesn't he?
Did you do
as though we're not fragile enough this morning.
I heard you saying some people are getting paid the weekly payments and all that, which
they
is,
are, yeah.
Only your man, the Lily White.
Ah, yeah.
He's literally the only person left on a weekly salary.
There you go, yeah. It's a relatively rare thing nowadays, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. You don't hear too much of it anyway.
No, not at all. Come here, did you do any of that last night then? You ear to the ground journalism man that you are, or did you watch the debate or anything?
In normal circumstances, I would have, but the hour of the night and all that, so
yeah.
I didn't. But I saw some of it, the feedback from Twitter, which is entirely massively negative towards both men in a gargantuan mammoth titanic sort of way, as certainly anyone under the age of 65 would probably be saying, do not vote for either Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Leo Varadkar or Micheál Martin. Even Pat Kenny's getting stick. Why didn't you step in there, move it along, get these guys saying something? They didn't say anything.
Everybody
they're talking about a grand coalition.
Yeah.
It's not bad enough that we have this sort of partnership, as it were, whatever they called it. We'll have a grand coalition of two parties who are the exact same thing. So there'll be 100 TDs of fellas from you know, it's what are we facing? It's oblivion, you know.
Pat,
can you not step in here now while John is having a rant?
Yeah, step in and say something.
Leo got stick for the old drugs question, you know.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. James asked if he did recreational drugs.
Mountain didn't ever took drugs at all, you know.
But Leo, of course, well, you know, and he basically stuttered over a question which was related to a hot press interview about 10 or 12 years ago in which he admitted to smoking cannabis, quote unquote. Thereabouts.
The old Bill Clinton thing, though, I didn't inhale.
Exactly. But I haven't done it since I was a cabinet minister.
Yeah.
Does that make a difference?
Was that Bill Clinton's? Was that Bill Clinton's excuse? I didn't inhale.
I didn't inhale. Yeah.
What's
that
got to do with Monica Lewinsky?
Oh, Jim. Now I'm doing a Pat Kenny. Can you? Wow. Outrageous, Jim.
Black and White from Michael Jackson and Man Eater from Hall & Oates. Just ahead of that here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. 23rd of January, almost 18 minutes to 7. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, and putting up with us and all that sort of
and
stuff.
And all of that crack, yeah.
Much appreciated. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, Jurassic Greg was on. Little interesting factoid for
a
you.
A little factoid. What's that now?
You know the way we're talking about Andrei Kanchelskis' birthday today. He's, 51, is it?
51, yeah.
51 today. And apparently Kanchelskis is the only player to play in the Liverpool, Manchester and Glasgow derbies. So he played for Rangers.
Right, of course he would have, yeah.
Up north in Scotland.
Yeah.
Obviously played for United, so he would have been in the Manchester derby. And then he played for Everton.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And he played for City as well.
Oh my God.
In his later days, yeah. So, well, that's
so he played in all them. Liverpool, Manchester, Glasgow derbies.
Have to get him over for a game for Bowes and Rovers. Say, that's the only easy. And he's done the whole set.
He wasn't
then.
In the big one.
Wasn't in the real derby, no.
And then the other thing was, and you'll appreciate this, you being a Star Trek fan. You know the way we were saying that when
I
we
wish
talked
you'd
about
stop saying that publicly. Yes, I really am. But when you say it, there's a sort of a.
There's a sense of like.
There's a little bit of a. There is, yeah. There's a bit of that about it when you say it.
I don't mean it. Now, the story is this, right? We were talking about Gil Gerard in Buck Rogers, and you came out with that.
Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
Yeah, you came out with the thing that he said, a bold, dirty word.
Wagnalls, the effing Wagnalls.
Effing in Wagnalls, yeah. And Ken has been on, Ken Wall's been on to say, didn't Colm Meaney use the word.
The one that rhymes with Brannolix.
Yeah. That, yeah.
On Star Trek.
Exactly. It starts with B and depending on your spelling of it, ends with either an X or an S.
Yes.
On Star Trek, when he was in it, and he told the producers, obviously they would have been American producers, that it was actually an Irish word meaning damn.
I don't know if that's true or not. I never remember it. It never stood out when I was watching it, yeah. But I suppose is it believable enough? It might be.
Well, we could always Google it and see does it come up as like, could you actually get the episode?
Let me have a bit of digging because now
the
I'm
YouTubing going on.
And because you know the way Colm Meaney's such a sound fella.
Yeah.
You'd be thinking to yourself, it'd be exactly something he'd do, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, as I mentioned, a couple of things to look out for today. We've got a very funny lady. We've got Enya Martin. A lot of you already are familiar with her from her Facebook presence. Under the old title of Gizalaf.
It's true.
It's true, is it?
Sorry, I wasn't listening to you there. I went off. It's true. There's a clip of it going around there as well. Yeah. It's a very famous clip.
Of Colm Meaney
Chief
saying
O'Brien, as Chief O'Brien, Colm Meaney saying.
I knew a Star Trek fan. You didn't even know that.
Didn't know it.
Shocking.
It must have been one of the weird ones. Was it one of the Deep Space Nines or something? I must remember.
That you didn't bother paying attention to.
I don't know.
Anyway. Before we went off on that one again, Enya Martin, as I say, yeah, she's going to be with us on the show today. We're going to be chatting to her. She's going up, kind of moving away from the Facebooky stuff and going out live, doing the old stand-up.
Yeah, she's doing.
Following the footsteps of the greats like yourself.
Don't push it. But yes, she is. She's going off. Yeah, she's going into stand-up, not just doing the sketches anymore.
Yeah.
She's been doing it at live shows for quite a while, but going pure solo stand-up touring now.
We'll chat to her about that. Also, of course, to all the regulars are there. It's a great week this week in the Breakfast Table Quiz. The prizes are fantastic, even just for coming on to play. You get to go to the Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown. There's a whole package that involves getting in, food, betting vouchers, all that sort of stuff. Just for playing, and then a big banquet that PJ has gotten very excited about is the end of week prize.
I don't know why I'm excited about it. I'm not going to be allowed to go, but I still am. The thoughts of it that get me.
Yeah. Just the idea of a banquet.
I just like the whole idea of a banquet.
Yeah.
Well, me and a load of dogs at a banquet. It's my dream come true.
Yeah. Or even a load. Would you put up a load of horses, maybe?
One horse at the head of the table, maybe.
Right, okay. That's on the way, the Breakfast Table Quiz, and still very winnable. I think it's, I can't remember what the
eight,
score is.
Isn't
eight,
it?
Is that all it is? Nine.
I beg your pardon, nine.
Nine,
yeah, because that's the way the questions are at the moment, that's actually quite a large score.
Good score, yeah. And of course, then the hit bit is on the way in about an hour's time. We'll give you a heads up on that so you can have a bash at it too. But as I say, if you want to give us a shout in the meantime, 087-188-0008. Yeah, the Eurythmics Sweet Dreams here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 9 minutes past seven on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 23rd of January. Good to have you with us, folks. Lots going on this Air Course hit bit on the way. We're going to be chatting to Enya Martin of Gizalaf fame from Facebook, now venturing off into the old stand-up world.
Indeed.
That's on the way. But in the meantime,
now
it's Eyes Down. And I don't know what they say after that now.
I don't know. It's been too long since I've ever had a game of bingo. But yeah. I will say this. Sometimes, Jim McCabe, you can catch the papers out up to their shenanigans.
Really?
Right? And today is one of those days, right? So I'll give you the headline, right? And you can judge it. And this, then I'll tell you what I believe the story to be. So they say, millennials! It's a great way to get everyone outraged. Just to give out about people who are younger than them, right? Millennials have rewritten bingo terms in order to raise the game to the height of coolness. They want bingo to be cool. And now they're using ridiculous phrases and banning some of the famous old ones. from the game. And you're like, okay.
Right.
So you go, right, they're ruining bingo. Young people are ruining bingo. This generation has also coined terms such as number nine, get an Uber from mine. Instead of doctor's orders.
Number nine, get an Uber from mine.
Yeah, this is the, yeah, the new way of saying number nine. And they go,
what was,
and they
the, what was the old
say,
way?
Doctor's orders was number nine. I don't know.
I don't get that.
And I also banned two fat ladies for 88.
I knew now that was coming.
Now you have to say Wills and Kate, number 88.
You wouldn't like that now. Straight away, that you're on the wrong side of that.
Oh, well, you'd be much better company with two fat ladies than one with those two jokers. You know what I mean? So here's the story. Here's what actually is happening. Read between the lines, because I know someone that's involved in this type of thing.
Right.
Right? So it's not rewriting bingo, and it's not banning the old terms, and it's not trying to ruin it on older people at all. There's these new companies out there called like Foxy Bingo and Bingo Loco and all of these big companies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they run entirely different nights that are all just about having the crack. And part of it is they just have their own calls.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not trying to ban any of the calls or rewrite the real bingo
just
calls
their own
in
versions.
The real bingo halls, which they still refer to as the actual bingo places.
Yeah.
They're just travelling roadshows with a bit of crack.
Are they sort of original versions of bingo where you could win yourself a porcelain dog?
Yeah, they're still around.
They still exist.
Oh, they do. Sure, it was all over the news this year with them. They were going to put the tax on it.
Oh, right.
With the gaming commission were getting involved.
Because Eric Lawler
had to go to
that
charity.
He was invited to be a guest caller.
Yeah.
On his local bingo.
And he was acting the mess. He was doing all these type of calls. So these are the sort of new calls they have. They have 74, recycle more. I think these are kind of funny. Give us some more of these. 25, quarter life crisis. 49, it's Amazon Prime. I like these. 32's, fake news.
So it's just a modern.
Here's one from Mike. 38, avocado on a plate. Although it's the other way around. You're supposed to say the thing first and then the number, aren't you?
Oh, right.
So you're supposed to go like, Wills and Kate, 88. Brunch for two, it's 52. Gluten free, yes, it's 83. I think they're funny.
They're a bit ridiculous, all right. Yeah.
Flexitarian, it's number 7. I get a crack
that
at them.
I don't even get that one. Flexitarian, it's number 7.
Yeah, I don't get it either, but for some reason I'm laughing at it. Haters gonna hate, it's 78.
So they've just modernised it anyway.
And they haven't even
brought it into their own lingo.
It's their very own specific nights they do just for them.
Yeah.
Everybody's welcome. But there is no way they are trying to change or rewrite bingo. We all know from what just happened in the news in the very recent times, you don't mess with bingo.
No.
Bingo is too big. It's got its own following. You don't mess with the Grey Brigade. The Grey Brigade won't be pushed around. They fought for bingo, for the right to keep bingo the way it was, and they won.
Look at this. Ryan and Glasnevin's have just been on to explain why number 9 was doctor's orders. Apparently it was something to do with World War II. Number 9 was a laxative handed out by medics.
You're joking.
Well, according to Ryan and Glasnevin, and sure, how the heck would we know whether he's talking rubbish
ladies
or not?
Ladies and gentlemen,
we believe him.
Something that Jim isn't old enough to know. I tell you something, we get a lot of stuff on this show.
And somebody said, "What Gandhi's breakfast? 80.
Oh, nothing.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. There's always someone bringing down the tone, isn't there? That's Regella in Limerick, bringing down the tone. Look at her, just trying to sneak us into saying things we shouldn't be saying at all. But these nights are actually great crack. But if you
house.
Haven't been to Bingo Logo,
house.
You can't say house anymore. You have to say, I don't know.
Rented accommodation.
I've no gaff.
Kick your ass in. You get what you give. The New Radicals here at Classic Hits, 18 and a half minutes past 7. Thursday morning, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Mary's been on from Santry. She was there that night when Eric Lawler was doing the old bingo calling.
Oh, very good, yeah. Eric, I have to say, Eric is the man when it comes to the like entertainment. Lad can do anything.
Apparently he dragged it on for ages. Says bingo usually lasts about an hour and a half. Not that night. And then there was some phrases. John Joe's boots.
Size 12. I'm not sure.
The duck with the crutch 27.
The duck with the crutch 27.
He must have made some impact now if people can remember the exact calls of the night. I will say, Eric's the man. Eric is, he's one of the best comedians out there, actually. He's brilliant.
Yeah, and one of the hardest working. He never stops.
Oh,
he's
my God.
He's always doing it. You do a gig for you in your kitchen.
He'd be gigging in the Tree Arena tomorrow and then someone's jacks the week after. He never stops gigging. Yeah. He's brilliant.
Also, Shane from Cork remembers that great old line from Only Fools and Horses. When Trigger comes out with it. I think it's Trigger who says it, comes out with the kid. Because you know the way we were mentioning Gandhi. So speaking of Gandhi, made one good film, never seen again.
That's right, I forgot all about
I think
that.
Trigger has that in Only Fools and Horses. I think it's God. Trigger who says it.
The lines out of that show.
Anyway, speaking of funny stuff, we got Enya Martin of Giz a Laugh fame, of course. Loads of phenomenal following on Facebook.
She's
for that
like 300,000 people following her there on Facebook.
Huge.
She's been working away for the last few years, in fairness, digging up all sorts of sketches. Another Eric. Prolific. Never stops doing her bit, yeah.
So we're going to be chatting to Enya Martin fairly shortly. And the hit bit, of course, still to come as well. Stick around for your chance to win a few quid. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim and special guests joining us in the studio. Now, I have to say, Enya's going to tell us that you've been here before, right?
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
I think you're spoofing us.
It's probably not. Anyway, by the way, just to let you know, it's Enya Martin we're talking about, right?
She's
here with us in the studio.
Giz a Laugh fame.
Giz a Laugh fame, exactly. So you reckon you were in chat? Are you sure now? It wasn't PJ and Jim impersonators.
Thinking about it now, it was definitely in this studio, in this room, whether it was used or not. I can't.
There's no way we'd have forgotten.
Listen, Enya, good to have you back in again. Enya Martin, of course, who lots, as PJ said, loads of people, most people will know from the Giz a Laugh on Facebook and all that sort of stuff.
What
but like, just
monster.
In case, just in case there is people who aren't that familiar. Well, what's the story with it? What was the whole background to it in the first place?
I just started making a few videos for the crack on my own page, my own personal page. And, you know, they were starting to get really good traffic. So someone was like, you should set up your own page. And I was like, no, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. But I ended up doing it anyway. And people just really kind of like clung on to it. It was just like me like, kind of slagging off typical stereotypes like the Dublin hon, the Irish mammy, you know, like the posh blogger and stuff. And it was basically just like the characters were people to hide behind. So I didn't have to be myself on camera.
Right.
But now I am being myself. And
my
now,
God, what a success, though.
What a monster.
300,000 followers and...
Yeah, I'm just shy of 300,000.
Well over a million
yeah.
hits on all the videos and all that.
Yeah.
Some going.
Like, were you doing performing before you got into it, or was it purely by chance you just had to go for Facebook?
Oh, but I was always kind of like, I suppose, like quirky and outgoing. Like, I am really shy now, like, but once you get to know me, like, I'm mad, you know. But yeah, I loved drama and all in school. So when Facebook came along and I seen other people making videos, I was like, bit the bullet and, you know, kind of jumped on it because you can always hide behind a screen, you know, but on stage it's different. So,
this is your first tour. You've gigged around the country and stuff before, but this is the first time you've put a tour together, right? So, how is that different?
It's definitely different because you know when you're on stage, like it's different when someone says ha 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 in the comment sections, and they probably just exhale through their nose. You know what I mean? But on stage, like it's different buzz. Like you probably know yourself, PJ. Like it's just unreal. It is the adrenaline and stuff. And I actually
do you prefer it.
Now lately I do actually prefer it, yeah, because I enjoy it so much. You know, if I was bombing on stage, I'd be like, here, pack it in. But like people really enjoy
it. Are you nervous about it? Are you kind of like just, you know?
Well, I was at the beginning, like, but I did a panto there last Christmas up where I live, and like that was 42 shows, like, and that stage time like was crucial, like, you know, it made me bulletproof, to be honest.
Well,
wow.
But then you started at the top because you were selling out Vicar Street before you did any sort of club circuit or anything.
Yeah, I think I only did about two or three clubs, and that was just like, you know, just to test the waters to see would people laugh at me. And then like I totally got like the Vicar Street opportunities because of my manager, and he was like, look at the amount of people who follow you.
But were you not crap on yourself, like, no, you know what I mean? Because like some people spend years doing it, and then by the time Vicar Street comes, they're terrified anyway. But you just like started at the Olympic Games. You sort of took up your sport at the Olympics in a way, didn't you?
Yeah, and that's the funny thing. Like I did a wheel, and you know, Pop the Cherry. Like it's kind of well known.
Kind of like almost like an open mic kind of
that's
thing.
That's it.
Yeah, and they
always make space for newcomers, and you're like, oh come on, you know, 5 minutes, it's nothing and all. That feels like a lifetime when you're first going on stage, and you know, I do 20 minutes now, and I'm like, it's not long enough.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But But yeah, once I done that, I felt so comfortable on the stage.
So listen, is this when you're on stand up, when you're doing the stand up, is that totally different to what you do on the Facebook videos and stuff, or do you have some of the same characters, or what's the shows like now?
Well, the first time I was in Vicar Street, yeah, I had my characters and that with me, and it was like a few sketches, and I did a bit of stand up. But this tour, it's just solely stand up because I just enjoy it more. It's less stress as well, because you know, I had like a cast with me, like three actors, and then you're bringing crew. And,
oh, no one wants to pay them. Yeah.
Trust you to know the money.
That's what it's down
to. She didn't mean that.
Isn't it?
She was talking about the inconvenience.
Look at what you could have made. I know what you're thinking. We all do. Yeah, you're thinking, what am I paying these jackasses for? You didn't even come up with a joke.
I know. Could have went to Marbella and ended up going to Continental.
All these people living off your coattails.
But yeah, now it's just like walk on stage with a mic, and it's so great because you don't have to follow a script or anything. Well, you know, kind of you do.
Yeah, you can say what you want.
Yeah, you can say what you want.
Because I was going to ask you that, like, is the writing side of it, or coming up with ideas, or coming up with gags and all that sort of stuff, is that just rolls into you? You have no issue with that? Or
like, it's taken me about, you know, a year and a half to 2 years to come up with like an hour and 10 minutes of material. So yeah, it does take time, and like, I suppose time for like the really, really good jokes, and it pays off then. Like,
anyway, listen, by the way, if people want to go along, the tour itself is starting fairly soon, actually. It's this weekend. Is it 25th?
Cork, yeah, the Everyman.
In the Everyman.
Good. Yeah, that's one of your favourites.
Yeah, it's one of the best places.
Oh, it really is. I love what I do.
Yeah. So that's the 25th, and then you're off to Athlone. And then look, where's the best place to check all the dates?
Is obviously not
there's,
Athlone.
There's one post on my Gizzle Laugh page with all the dates and venues. And Vicar Street, I suppose, are the big ones, the 28th of March and the 4th of April. Yeah, you can get them on Ticketmaster, the tickets.
Brilliant. Okay.
Well, like best of luck with it.
Thanks very much,
thanks so many for coming in. And now you have actually met us.
Yeah.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Yeah, possibly the less said about that one, the better. You've been on a good run. I'll give you that. You've been on a good run.
Well, I tell you something now. That's very judgmental of you. I thought that was... Sometimes when people try new things, they get applauded, even for their failure.
Yeah, sometimes when they're good, they do.
1,080 euro is what we have for the Hit Bit this morning. All for you, of course, if you can just tell us what is the classic Hit Bit. And the classic Hit Bit, it sounds like this. And that's it. So Lorraine is going to go first this morning. Lorraine Blackburn, how are you getting on, Lorraine?
I'm good. How are you, PJ?
Not bad at all, Lorraine. Where are you
in the
country this morning?
I'm in Enniskerry, County Wicklow.
Oh, right, yeah, you're up in the woods.
Up in the woods.
Yeah, what's the crack with you then? Are you having a good day?
Oh, good so far, anyway.
Right, is Enniskerry home for you, Lorraine, or have you said...
Oh,
yes. Right, okay.
Lovely. Oh, yeah, born and bred.
Lovely spot, to be fair. It's a lovely village, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's great. I think we kind of take it for granted a bit, but it is great.
Yeah, when the two village people here are finished having a chat.
PJ wouldn't understand. He wouldn't understand. His brain is fogged full of city smoke. He doesn't understand. He can't think it through.
Oh, long may it last. So go on, Lorraine. We'd love to give you some money. What do you think?
I think it could be Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
No, that's
my
a song.
God.
Rock opera.
That is a song. Wow.
Lorraine, it is...
What is it?
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's wrong.
Oh, my God.
That didn't work as well as I thought. No. I forgot to tell you were supposed to finish my sentence. I actually meant to do a bit of prep for that, but it didn't work. This has gone really badly.
Yeah.
And he's waiting for me.
I think this is embarrassing for all of us.
It's never going to work well if he's waiting for me to get his joke.
Well,
for him, you know.
I got sidetracked with the thing we were preparing for after 8.
Okay.
Sorry. Lorraine, listen. Enjoy your day. Thanks for having a go. Keep at it.
Thanks so much.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, so Trevor Cullinan. How are you, Trevor?
Hi, PJ. Good.
How are you getting on? Are you in Cork this morning, yeah?
I am, yeah.
And how's it looking in Cork so far?
It's dark and dull.
All right, so it's January in Cork as well.
Lovely.
It's miserable, yeah. Miserable.
You work for the tourist board,
yeah.
You, Trevor.
Yeah. I'm on a construction site, actually, so...
All right.
Jeepers. At least we're working indoors with the luxury.
Yeah.
Right, so Trevor, what do you think? Give us a shout.
I think it's Kim Wilde, Checkered Love.
Checkered Love,
right.
Kim Wilde.
And Trevor, was that a wild guess now? Or did you think through?
Please tell me it gets better than that.
It's wrong.
Oh, no. Shocking. Right, Trevor, listen, have a good day. Thanks for having a bash at us.
All right, lads.
Cheers, see you, Trevor. Good luck.
Take care. Dear, oh dear. Was that a wild guess? Really? Is that what we're at
it's
now, Michael?
It's the obvious ones that work sometimes, lads.
Yeah. I'll give you, in fairness, your first one would have worked better had you reminded me to say to finish it for you.
You were supposed to say, it's wrong, and then I was going to say, you took the words right out of my mouth.
All right, but I said, what did I say?
You said,
what is it? What's going on?
What did I say?
You're mad. The compliments are flying into that. I tell you, I'm really feeling good.
Yeah, come on, Eileen. Dexy's Midnight Runners here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 9.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday, 23rd of January. Friday's Eve. Nearly there, folks. Weekend is almost here.
Almost here.
And another day closer to the end of January, PJ.
Come on. That's
you know
like,
we're getting there. You know we're getting there.
A few months left before we get to that stage now, but let's not get carried away. I wouldn't go too far.
On the way, very shortly, of course, we'll be playing the Breakfast Table Quiz. Another great week in the Breakfast Table Quiz because prizes every day. You don't even have to, you know, actually get a score, to be perfectly honest with you. You could come on, get them all wrong and still walk away with a prize. That's how good it is.
But there is a Molly Malone banquet if you get the highest score at the end of the week, which is well worth going for. And that's a 9, I think, is the score to beat, isn't it?
Yeah.
So 10 or more is good after you.
That's pretty cool. That's on the way. But in the meantime, right, Magic Mike is going to don his... I don't know what sort of cap really you're doing.
He's putting on his cap
this.
Of analysis. He's decided now that
he's therapists.
He's a bit of a sort of a social scientist, is what he's made himself as our Magic Mike. And he's found some sort of way of analysing our handwriting to reveal more of more of our hidden aspects of our character, Jim.
Right, well, that's what he's claiming.
So he came
Did you
into
find
us...
anything interesting?
Yeah, kind of. Well, today is International Handwriting Day, for a start.
Oh, is that where this came from?
So that's where this comes from, yeah. You didn't know it was International Handwriting Day?
Funny, it slipped through my neck, though, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, it did.
I never even sent a card for...
The study of handwriting is called graphology, by the way. And it apparently indicates more than 5,000 different personality traits.
Wow.
So I have a few of them here. So I got PJ and Jim to write a sentence, which caused a bit of controversy earlier on in the studio.
Yeah,
but anyway, the sentence is...
In fact, to be honest with you, there was controversy about what is handwriting.
Only with Jim.
Jim
thinks that writing something down normally isn't handwriting. Like, he has to get a quill and an ink pot.
No, Jim, I'm taking your first, right? Because...
No, that's not fair. It was staged handwriting.
It wasn't staged handwriting. Would you write a Christmas card that way? You probably would, wouldn't you?
No, he wouldn't.
For the purposes of this, yes, I would, Michael.
Oh my God, this is such lies.
Of course you would. If you write a Christmas card or something like that in your best handwriting, you would do the way you did it here. So we're just going to analyze
that is my everyday... If one of us committed a murder, right, the FBI analysts or whatever wouldn't say, quick, find something he wrote especially one time. They'd be just looking at everything you ever wrote.
Yeah, which is what you did. Anyway.
Yeah, but you're looking at his fancy one.
Will you shut up, PJ?
PJ, let me get on with it, will you? God almighty. Anyway, I've got them to write a sentence that says, hi, my name is, insert name, and I am on the radio, so I am. And you signed it with a signature.
So I am. Yeah, he needed an S, you see, for the analysis.
Okay, so size of your letters, lads. Here we go. Right. Large letters, you are outgoing, people-oriented, outspoken, and love attention. This can also mean you put up a front and pretend to have a lot of confidence.
Right, was that either of us?
Believe it or not, that's PJ. You have the large one, right? Jim, you have average letters. You are well adjusted and adaptable.
Oh my God.
Right, so PJ...
Well adjusted and adaptable.
Yeah, God, you're outgoing, people orientated, outspoken and love attention. Imagine that.
No way.
Imagine that.
I would never have said that about you.
I take umbrance to this remark completely, yeah.
Spacing between words, you both matched on this one. Wide spacing, you both have, PJ and Jim. You enjoy your freedom and don't like to be overwhelmed or crowded.
Ain't that the truth?
That's good.
Right?
We can't even share a car?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Slanting on your writing, right? Now, just to let everybody know, PJ writes all in capital letters like some sort of murderer. So that should be known for a start.
Can we at least tell people that writing in capitals does not make you a murderer in any way?
You'd be the first suspect.
Texting in capitals, that makes you a murderer.
Yeah.
PJ writes as if you're shouting and everything. Hi, my name is PJ! And I'm the radio, so I am!
Actually, that sort of does make sense. He writes with his voice. Yeah. I was telling you! That I was not going to go do that! But today,
can we get
I'm going to make a coffee!
Can we get on to Slanty Jim, please?
Okay, Slanty Jim slants to the right.
I do slant,
Yeah, you slant to the right. You are open to new experiences and enjoy meeting new people. PJ, you've no slant at all because you're capital letters. You don't let your emotions get the best of you. You tend to be logical and practical.
Yeah, there you go.
That is practical. Yeah, and loud.
Okay, very quickly.
Did you leave that bit out at the end?
Very quickly, I'll get on to the...
already mentioned that.
Shape of the letters. You fare okay here, PJ, because rounded letters, which you seem to have, you're creative and artistic. Jim, you've connected letters, so you are logical, systematic, and make decisions carefully. Now, that's kind of true now.
That's true. He's the king of overthinking. Definitely.
That's a good name for something. I'm the king of overthinking.
Oh, that's definitely you, yes. Oh, that's you.
There's my song.
Yeah. In relation to looping, you use wide loops in your ears, Jim. You're open-minded and enjoy trying new experiences. PJ, in relation to looping, but you use in capitals. Capital letters symbolise the ego of the individual.
Oh, my God.
Just goes on. Hold on, wait for it. Just like the rest of the letters, the shape of capital letters is originated in the calligraphic model learned during childhood, which will be gradually lost or not with time and according to the evolution of the writer. So in other words, you haven't evolved since childhood. Is essentially what that's saying.
A loud, egotistical child is what he's called.
Who hasn't evolved?
This is right.
I'm still half chimpanzee as far as he's concerned.
Wow,
then,
tell you.
I'll give you one final one if I have time.
No, you're all right.
Are you sure?
Now we're finished with you now, yeah?
Using capital letters in the I, so to refer to yourself.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So that's why I got you to write an I'm on the radio, so I am.
Yeah.
Jim, you quite correctly used I with a dot and all that. PJ, people who use a capital I to refer to themselves tend to be arrogant.
God almighty. You shut your hole in the face. And look at your man over here. Will I make up my mind? I never will. I'm the king.
Wilson Phillips, Hold On, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 18 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Actually, Hold On is a good tune going into this, because Hold On, Stewart's Inquiry, a few people have pointed out that on the subject of grammar, you're supposed to refer to yourself with I as a capital letter.
Well, there you go.
Which is true. That's absolutely true. Yeah.
And suddenly, when the truth comes out, Magic Mickey is gone, disappeared into the wilderness. No sign of him now. Yeah, that sounds about right to me. That sounded incorrect.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. You do refer to.
And it said, but you had dented my confidence so much at that point, I was no longer able to speak up without insult.
I think it was more when just every single I is a capital. As somebody pointed out, somebody started off with, in PJ's defence, blah, 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 and then went on, mind you, only a madman writes in all capitals.
Jeepers.
No, but here's one. Here's one that's actually genuinely in defence. Where's it gone? Yeah, Caroline says, look, in relation to PJ, if he went to Joey's school, they never even taught joined up writing.
I didn't go to Joey's, I went to Paul's. And to be fair, yeah, I think any joined writing I learned probably in primary school. It's a silly way to write, It's not, perceivable for most people.
Yeah.
And you never,
It's a lost art.
Is it an art at all? It's a forcing letters to sit together that have no business being together.
How often do you get handwrite anymore when you think about it?
It's all text and everything.
It's all text.
When I'm going, what would I be writing something for? Nobody. I took money out of your pocket and you put a note in instead or something. I'll give it back to you later. Now it's small little notes, things like that.
To be honest with you, you're right. I'm trying to think of what occasion you have to. Even in here, when we come here, there's very little times that we'd ever.
Write
down. You might
have
to scribble a number down or something. Other than that.
That's it. And numbers doesn't count as writing, surely, does it?
No, well, I don't know. Right, I'm half afraid to ask Mike.
He'll start giving out to me about not joining my capital numbers. Or some nonsense.
Anyway, listen, 8:21. You don't have to worry about your handwriting if you're texting in to have a go with the Breakfast Table Quiz. It's on the way in about a half an hour's time, and I tell you, it's well worth having a bash. You can walk away with a prize for scoring quite literally nothing at all.
Classic Hits.
Lionel Richie all night long here at Classic Hits. Almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. A lot of fog being reported around the place, isn't there?
Seems that way, yeah. I wasn't aware that was in the forecast at all.
Bryno in Limerick, he's saying there's a lot of it around. And we had Ed earlier on in Glasnevin, and there seems to have been a few places over the last little while. The old fog seems to have descended. It's like like a Sherlock Holmes novel out there.
Bit of a Sherlock Holmes novel. Take care, will you? Drive carefully.
But, yeah, but
there
the gist
now.
Of it is most of the people who are texting in are pleading with other drivers to use your fog lights where it's appropriate.
And turn them off when it's not.
Which is the other big issue, yeah, exactly. When it's not appropriate. Anyway, listen, one of the stories that's... I think it broke overnight, was it? This story about the passing of Terry Jones.
I think so, yeah. Now, I have a confession to make here, to be honest with you. Normally, when we do these sort of tributes, so missed and we remember the work and we're very fond of it and everything else. I don't really know anything about Monty Python, I have to say. I am very much aware of their legacy in comedy. I am.
Yeah.
Of course, you'd be mad not to have known that much, but I was never a huge fan. I didn't know them.
Yeah.
So it's not that I'm...
You mean
huge...
like from the TV type stuff?
Or the movie?
That would have probably been a
really...
Was that a bit early? Was it Wednesday?
They was repeated all through
I suppose.
They were repeating them all through the 90s and everything, but I just never got into it. But
I love the Monty Python team. Obviously, I know Terry Jones. They were all integral to it, but in terms of the people who then went on to do other things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously with the likes of John Cleese and Michael Palin and all that sort of stuff being involved in it. You kind of knew those names more.
Well, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I only found out... I only really just realised who Terry Jones was yesterday. As usual, when it comes to comedy, I'm pretty clueless. Like, I don't really know anything about comedy. I've never, the only gigs I've ever been to are my own, so it's very hard to sort of relate to it. But apparently, Terry Jones, best known for The Life of Brian, the movie, of course, The Life of Brian, which was, and even an idiot like me can say, what a fantastic movie, a landmark movie of us growing up, too.
Yeah, wasn't that... Was that one of the first movies to be like kind of banned and everything?
It was, 1979. It came out in 1979 and it grossed hugely in Britain and in the United States. But then the Irish, they got all upset about it, you know.
Mm.
Old Catholic Ireland was like, absolutely not. And it was banned.
It was quite literally a down with this sort of thing.
Yeah, it really was. it really was a big down with this sort of thing. Now, that's not to say it didn't have huge controversy in England and everything as well.
Yeah.
Because there's huge... really famous interviews I remember watching with John Cleese and bishops and everything on TV having battling it out over the movie. But it was absolutely banned in Ireland. No one really expected it to make it to the Irish cinemas ever, but the ban was eventually lifted, and it got a rating of 18s, of course. So it was a strictly adults only. That was quickly dropped to 15s, and then of course Ireland grew up a little bit, and now you can watch it.
If you're wondering as well about Terry Jones, one of his many parts in that movie, well, the most famous one, the one he's most known for, is actually this little bit.
Now, you listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Now, go away.
Who are you?
I'm his mother, that's who.
Yeah. Playing the mother of Brian.
Yeah, that's a catchphrase that just went on for ages and ages and still goes on. Sure, what am I talking about?
He's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy.
Yeah, Life of Brian was an amazing movie.
Yeah.
The rest of the Holy Grails and all, a bit weird.
Left you cold, didn't it?
A bit weird for me. And what was the other one? The meaning of life? Is that
there are Monty Python fans who are, you know, like the way you are about Star Trek. They're kind of like, you know.
Absolute mad.
Obsessive.
Absolutely mad into it, yeah.
They literally quote lines from all of the TV shows.
Oh, I'm currently being cancelled now by all Monty Python fans as ever having been a comedian at all for not knowing enough about them. But yeah, they have that cult status. Like, they really do have a cult following. People that are into us think it is the greatest thing that's ever been made.
Yeah. And by all accounts, Terry Jones was you know, obviously part
founding
of that
member,
genius.
Yeah.
But in fairness, like, when you hear Michael Palin talk about him or whatever, kind of, as I say, some of them, the names maybe broke through a bit more, obviously, like the John Cleese and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
But Terry Jones does seem to get credit for being like a proper
comic
genius.
One of the founders and a proper comic genius. There's no doubt he was a proper comic genius.
Yeah.
Not the first comic genius to go over my head. Not the last comic genius to go over my head. And by all accounts, seems like a really nice man and an absolutely fantastic person to do what he was doing.
Yeah. Now, you go and look up some of his greatest work there. That'll be your homework.
I'm not into comedy, though. You know?
It's a fantastic admission, that.
Is it?
He's literally made his name off the back of something. As a, you know what you are? You're to comedy what Andre Agassi was to tennis.
A little bit now. Although he was actually a proper world champion.
Yeah, but he hated it, didn't he?
Yeah, I know, but he was brilliant at it. You know,
don't be putting yourself down.
I'm not putting myself down.
That's
I can't believe
Mike
I got away
that's
with
what
it.
Me and Mike are here for.
I'm 20 years getting away with it. I think it's brilliant.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
So as you know, this week we want to send you to Leopardstown Racecourse for the Dublin Racing Festival. More than racing, more than a festival. You can check it all out at leopardstown.com/Dublin-racing-festival. It'll tell you all you need to know. It's not just about the racing, although it is pretty spectacular. 8 grade one races over the course of the 2 days. €2 million, over €2 million in prize money up for grabs on that. It's happening on the 1st and 2nd of February, but even if you're not into the racing, there's so much else going on. Well worth checking it out. All sorts of live DJ sets and live music entertainment, Aslan and George Murphy and all that sort of stuff. You can even see the Six Nations at it. There's Bloomin' Rugby at it.
Everything is there.
Everything you could possibly
absolutely
want.
Everything.
So the idea is just for playing, we'll give you the Dublin Bundle. That is four people on the Sunday, 2nd of February with admission, food voucher, tote betting voucher and race card. That's just for playing every day. And if you do manage to get the top score, it'll be four of you heading off for the fantastic Molly Malone banquet at the Pavilion on Sunday, 2nd of February. Reserved table, three-course gourmet buffet-style dining, tipster, tote betting facilities.
Get over it, will you?
Get into that now.
Nine the score you need. Nine the score to beat, actually, isn't it, after yesterday? Which, in the week that's in it, has been a pretty tough score, in fairness.
Absolutely.
So, Martin Battersby is in Dublin. He's going to play this morning. Hey, Martin.
Hey, lads. How's it going, everything?
Oh, good, Martin. How are you?
Grand. Nearly at the end of the week, sure.
Are you a bit of a racing fan at all?
I'd be a little bit all right. I've been impressed all right, yeah. I can't say I'd have much luck, but...
Well, sure, isn't that everybody?
It's a day out.
It is a day out. That's the thing about it. Even if you, you know, have a passing interest in the GGs, it's a good day out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
good stuff. Right, well, listen. First of all, you're going to be there. You're going to be there for sure, one way or the other, because you've walked away with that Dublin bundle. That is yours. So four of you heading there on the Sunday, 2nd of February. So enjoy that. And let's see if we can get you the big banquet prize as well, okay?
Grand. No
right,
problem.
60 seconds. Here we go.
What two colours appear on the Spanish flag?
Red and yellow.
A Kerry blue is what type of animal?
Bird.
It's a dog. What type of musical instrument sometimes has snares attached?
Violin.
It's a drum. The White Sox baseball team come from what US city?
Boston.
Chicago. What name is given to a baby whale?
Pass.
Who directed the 1980 film Raging Bull?
Scorsese.
At which professional boxing weight was Barry McGuigan a world champion?
Lightweight.
It was featherweight. Which Christmas song includes the line "Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh"?
Jingle Bells.
In which Irish city did James Joyce set his literary work?
Dublin.
In law, what D is an attack on a person's good name, character or reputation?
Pass.
Defamation. Don't Turn Around was a top 10 single for what group in 1994?
It's a
bit. The name the hunchback character that appears in Notre Dame?
Pass.
Quasimodo. In transport, what type of vehicle does the American company Boeing make?
Planes.
Yeah, planes. That's the one.
That's the one, all right. Oh, you're okay. Let's see. How did we get on with that?
Jeepers, I'm knackered after that. Some of them questions were long.
Yeah. Did we do enough, I wonder? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct answers.
They're that bit harder this week, Martin.
Yeah, they're a little bit longer, all right, yeah.
There's a few ones in there. Anyway, listen, the good news is you still have the Dublin bundle. Four of you heading off to Leopardstown on the 2nd of February. Enjoy that.
Sounds
about it. Cheers, Martin. Take care.
See you later, Martin. Have a good one.
Good luck. Bye bye. They are kind of, there is a tough one. Now, in fairness, we did say, we had a chat with Magic Mike, and he said, yep, that's the current batch. So it just means, it's the same for everyone. It just means that now, 7, 8, 9, they happen to be good scores.
Like we said, they're 12s and 13s and old money.
Exactly.
So that's the way it is now.
So still 9 to beat heading into the final day of the Breakfast Table Quiz. We'll do it same time tomorrow. If you fancy having a bash, got to be worth having a bash. You're a winner no matter what.